Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. This is your host, Chris Rowe, and Brandon here. I think this is right now, I think this is officially review number 91 this year for us. We are reviewing On the Basis of Sex, the story of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her struggles for equal rights, and what she had to overcome to in order to become the U.S. Supreme Court Justice. All of that is a lie.
I was about to say, lies, motherfucking lies. None of that shit is in this movie.
Mimi Leader is the director, stars Felicity Jones, Armie Hammer, you know what, it doesn't matter who's in this film.
This film is offensive. I'm sorry. This, if like, for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to be who she is and the amount of feats that she accomplished and what she brought to politics and how much she is loved right now and respected, like, and the fact that she is like 102 years old and is still sitting on that bench, like, she just had a bout, I think, with cancer or something like that, and she's back at it in the gym.
She voted from her hospital bed to block Donald Trump from, I think, denying asylum to asylum seekers or something like that, right?
Like, her dedication to the cause has been, like, mountainous. It is ridiculous how important of a person that she is to the progression of where we are today. And for this film to make Felicity Jones play her up as this daunting, political figure who is kind of a lawyer, but really isn't, you know, sure of herself as a lawyer. That is not how the biographies and the picture is painted of her coming up through school. And and that's the only part they focus on is that one case. And I was so mad watching this movie. I was. And I'm mad when I look at the critic score. I'm so mad because on its own, it's just a film about some random woman lawyer who fights a case. Okay. It's a cute little family type film. You know, it checks all the marks. It's very B-minus status. Fine. But it's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And this isn't right. Like, this is not fucking right. This is like if the Wonder Woman movie was Superman coming to save her every 5 fucking minutes. Shit is not cool. And I don't appreciate it. And I don't think anybody who saw RBG would watch this film and be like, oh, yep, that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Yep, perfect depiction.
Yeah, anybody who watches RBG is actually going to be sitting in this movie going, oh, so y'all just going to cut out 10 years. My biggest problem with this movie wasn't so much the casting. I probably could have dealt with that. I didn't even have a problem with the way that they wanted to kind of subtly play into some of the certain tropes from this time period for movies. And because I think they did a very good job of showing the inhospitableness of the environment of the college system at a PWI like Harvard for a woman coming into that system and the way they set things up. I thought they did that beautifully. I didn't have a problem with any of that. But what really started to piss me off is they composited so many different things in her life to keep this a simple storyline that you get to the end thinking that this case that she won was literally the first time she'd walked into a courtroom. Like you said, you know, she's a new lawyer who's not certain of what she's doing, but they also went out of their way to create a villain within her own camp.
Nigga.
Like we had to have some overt person who was sexist and misogynist and down with the patriarchy on, you know, a level that even he didn't realize that that's what he was doing, which we all can know is bullshit. Before they felt like we had a story.
I'm conflicted on her daughter. I'm conflicted for sure on the ACLU dude, but I am super conflicted on Kelly Spinney's portrayal of her daughter and why that part of their relationship needed to be in this film as heavy-handed as it was.
Because they made her daughter a composite of her daughter plus all of the years where she was dealing with the clinic students when she was teaching at Rutgers that we didn't get any of. Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually started the first class talking about gender bias, talking about the differences. That literally was her whole bellwack. She had cases. They had all the people who we never heard from, all students who we didn't hear from. They gave her daughter all of those attitudes, which made, you know, her women's lib movement super heavy handed on her daughter. And then they also tried to dovetail that into the fact that she's a very pragmatic and matter-of-fact woman. And that's not necessarily the greatest of personalities. But then they kind of try to make it combative when it was, everyone knows from watching footage of them, she and her husband balanced each other out very well. And mm-hmm. that there was no combativeness in the natures of how they balanced what worked for each of them and what they did to make their marriage work. But this movie worked so hard to create internal conflicts that are unnecessary.
I thought it kind of made her cute.
And that too.
That's not what I wanted to see. Like, we have enough cutesy films. Like, when they showed her doing a charade, I was hot. I was fucking livid. I was livid because that's how they started off the film, painting her as being like this cutie girlfriend who is out having fun and partying with her friends and da 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 da. And I'm not saying that Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not do that, but the way they painted it was like, this is the woman that I looked at. I'm like, so she's gonna break through the system and make everybody realize that she doesn't seem confident in anything. And I'm like, I'll give the movie a chance to build that character that I'm looking for her to become, and they never do it. They never do it.
I didn't really have that much of a problem with that, just because, you know, they had to pick certain elements in order to humanize her, because she's been a very private person. For me, that more demonstrated the fact that even way back in the day, she was a badass, even with the simple shit she was doing. I was literally like, you can't even beat this bitch in charades.
But that's not what I got from the charades game. It was just goofy. Wasn't like she was unstoppable in charades. They were just playing a regular game of charades.
They were just trying to humanize her. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an object lesson in how to keep your business to yourself. I mean, she is a public figure who has done some seriously phenomenal things. And outside of what she and her husband have chosen to put into the public sphere, you don't know shit about their life.
The humanization part, I feel like, could have went in when he got cancer and she was not only holding down the career.
That's because you've grown. That's because you've grown. If people think that a woman isn't humanized until you've seen her giggle.
Yeah, but I don't want this. Okay, Suro, you know where I'm coming from. You know I don't want this. I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to see that.
I'm sorry. I thought we was talking about unnecessary shit that happened in this movie.
Oh, no. I just
want to let everybody know the reason why I'm not speaking. I did see this film. The reason why I'm not speaking enough is I saw it a weeks ago, and I forgot most of the film. And that tells you everything you need to know of the film. Because honestly, it doesn't matter. I've seen this done better, and everything you say here, it just didn't feel like the Ruth Bader Ginsburg story that we went in. Because I haven't seen RBG yet, and I want to, because you guys have talked it up so much. I want to, and I saw this film, and I'm just like, I mean, it's okay, I guess, but.
Every I feel photo like someone, of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and RBG is like powerful. Every photo they show of her is powerful. Well, they show a photo of her studying back in the day. Well, it's fucking powerful.
Well, that's one thing they fuck up in this film, right? Because towards the end of the film, they actually then have they play some of her speaking, I think, in front of the Supreme Court. I don't know if it was arguing this case.
Some of
it's
Supreme Courts. The thing that pisses me off is not all. Some of it's just federal courts.
But what I'm saying is, like, when they play her voice, and they play, I'm like, I got none of that in this film. Like,
that's the not way, the person the, that's in
right,
the movie.
Right. The one that you hear at the end speaking, whether it's in federal court or whether it's in Supreme Court, whatever it is, the one you hear there is not the character you've just watched for 2 hours on your fucking screen.
I thought that was the best part of the fucking movie. That transitional moment where they juxtapose the figure that you've been watching for 90 minutes with the voice of the person you were supposed to be watching for 90 minutes, I thought was the most. So even y'all didn't realize y'all didn't do
it. It undermined the entire film for me. Because I was like, because I was already kind of feeling like, I feel like, because I'm waiting for the case. When she's arguing this case, and I understand you have to change some things around to try to make it more like, you know, for the movie. I get it. Fictionalize it. Got you. But they didn't do that. And so I'm waiting for this, like, aha, this is the moment for, it never came. Because even the moment when she finally wins the case, and spoiler, she wins the case, I kind of felt it wasn't impressive at all.
It wasn't prepared. The preparation for it was terrible. The presentation for it was terrible. I swear to God, I felt like I was watching Legally Blonde. And I love Legally Blonde.
No, seriously, yeah.
This is so goddamn close to being Legally Blonde right
now. Legally Blonde did what they did in this movie better. That's a significant part of the problem. A movie about a fictionalized girl who literally is making up everything and wins the case off knowing how long you have to wait to wash your fucking hair after you get a perm is better than what they did with the pivotal moment. Every pivotal moment, not just the one at the end when she's in court. Every pivotal moment. They tried too hard. One, they tried too hard. And then, but like every moment that they wanted to talk about the facets of her life that they wanted to introduce, it's like they felt like they needed to make her a kinder, softer Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like it's like the person doesn't understand that being soft spoken doesn't mean that you are soft.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't understand it at all. It just, I don't think that the people who wrote and made this film knew the subject of the film.
You don't think they went to talk to her?
Like, God, man. Like, you had Kathy Bates in this and you still made this film? So you had a strong person in this film that you could have used as a portrayal of your character, or you could have based part of your main character's mannerisms off simply just this actress, Kathy Bates, who exhibits these same mannerisms all the fucking time when she's in a role. And you couldn't even do that. Like, she's right here, dog.
I forgot she was in the film. Until you mentioned that, I forgot she's in the film. I forgot Kathy Bates is in this film.
I mean, they wasted that character. They wasted that entire moment. This movie is just okay. I don't understand how it's getting such high critic scores. I mean, okay, the performances for what they are solid. The costuming and the time period setup is pretty spot on. Location spotting, great. But when it actually comes down to you walking away with some sense of sensibility as to who the main character of this movie is about and her relationships with the people around her, like Chris said, he don't remember the movie, which means he doesn't remember any of those relationships, and none of those moments really stuck for him. And it's because every last one of them felt artificial and disingenuous because they don't feel legitimate to the person who we know who exists in real life, who don't, I mean, come on.
This shit is 100% natural flavor. It's just cute. It's cheesy. I get why people like it. They like it because it's a story. It is very close to existing within the same realm of Legally Blonde. But Legally Blonde respects its main character more than this film does. And I find that to be problematic as shit because this is supposed to be a film about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I kind of feel like the reason they titled it on the basis of sex is because there's some people that are going to go see it. They're not going to know it's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're just like, oh, did you see that film with Felicity Jones where she's a lawyer and like she's fighting for feminism and equality?
This movie is about the case. This movie is about the case and the irony and the fact that she fought for women's rights in one of her most predominant cases actually had a male as a defendant. This is a man's movie. This movie is not about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This movie is about that case.
Yep.
And what pisses me off about that is almost everything they use to build up to the end where you get the big speech comes from 12 other cases that if you listen to this movie, you have no idea she'd already fucking tried.
Yep.
No, that
makes all the speeches and the amount, and they just shoved all the things that she'd said together from other cases for her ending speeches. This movie is not about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's about that case.
I don't like the fact that they had Army. And I think all the actors were fine in the role that they were given in the material that they worked around. As far as the film for what it is, not based on it being a Ruth Bader Ginsburg film, just the film within itself existing as the film it fucking actually is, I think it's a B-, C-plus movie. But if you have any inkling of or respect for Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the slightest, or if you saw RBG this year, holy shit, there's no way I can see you seeing this movie and feeling like you had a full meal. This is like trash. This is bar food in comparison to what you got from that. And Armie Hammer, like, I don't like what they did with his character as being the husband who everybody else was like, why doesn't Armie just do it? Why don't you just let your husband do it? He's better than you. And it wasn't based off of, we don't think you can do it because you're a woman. No, they were basing it off of the fact that she actually couldn't do it. They were like, yo, you keep fucking up, dog.
Yeah, she wasn't good. She wasn't good at it. It just, like, to me, this film was like, yo, is the film supposed to be about her, because you're not making her look good in this film at all.
Like, this is like the opposite of the wife.
You're right. Yeah.
Fucking wife, dog. Like, you, Glenn Close is in the background as the one who does everything. She is the person. She is the man. Her husband is the one that can't do shit.
Well, if we're going to be honest, in this film, they make Ruth look like she's led around by her daughter and her husband.
She is.
Like, and it just, to me, it just, it's, it felt off. Having not even seen RBG, it felt off. And yeah,
when you see how her daughter and her son talk about her in RBG and the type of mother that she was and where her focus and dedication was and how that affected their relationships. And then you look at how Kaylee Spinay plays her daughter in this movie. It's like, what?
You know good and damn well, color aside, if her daughter had talked to her the way she talked to her in that movie, she'd have slapped the taste out of her mouth.
Not the roof. The roof I heard on them tapes. Yeah, would not have put up with that.
I'm talking about the roofs in real life. Her effect. I mean, that's what felt so off about this. It's like her husband was her biggest fan. He was her biggest supporter. He was the first one to stop somebody from going somewhere. And I will say one thing. I have done moot court. I have that, like, the whole scene where they're in her apartment where they're trying to prep her before this case, that shit is real. That is how they do it. They do their level best to make you, to break you and to make you make every single mistake that you're supposed to make before you go in court. They want you to make it there. They want you to stutter. They want you to stop. They want you to lead with the wrong argument. But the way that the central guy, and I can't remember his name because right now I fucking hate him, based solely on how he was in this movie, which clearly means he did a good job.
Justin Theroux.
Thank you. He had no name for me. I was so pissed at him. That part of how they had him act when he was going in on her was correct. But the fact that they set his whole character up to where he never stopped seeing her from how he knew her as a child was the problem, because it was bull. And then the fact that they kept having it like his whole thing wasn't just that she wasn't good at it, is that she has no experience. And as a woman, she should know to step back and give a man the space that she's got. And the way that they played it made it seem like they were just saying, oh, she just keeps fucking up. That's why they want her husband to do it. When that's not where he was coming from, which just made him look like an extra shit person, because they had that lack of, they muddied those waters. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so like, if you're watching this movie as a lawyer, there are moments near you watching this, you're like, you know, good fucking well, you ain't graduated from no damn law school and not be able to do that. And it's like, this bitch was on law review at two different fucking colleges. Ain't no fucking way she can't handle a damn jury in moot court. That's bullshit. She wouldn't have graduated. You know, so it really felt like the director who was giving direction for how these scenes could go didn't actually go talk to any damn lawyers. She didn't watch any appeals courts to see what happens, even bad ones. I mean,
they try to put this up with, they try to keep saying that she should be pushed, like, female directors you should check out this year. I'm like, this ain't one of them, bro. Like, yeah, she did a film that can pass, like I said, B-C+, but as far as like in the game next to other people
for this wait, they're saying that about this movie? I thought they were talking about her in general.
Now, when they were making lists of films this year that you need to see directed by women, because they're like, women are showing strong direction in film this year, on the basis is right up there next to Destroyer.
And the way that she crafted this woman character protagonist, the way that she directed Felicity to play this character was fucking trash. So if this is what they're putting up as a strong, they must be talking about just white women.
Like, look, I just
and short ones at that.
I just Googled Mimi Letter, and this is one of the titles of a review. Ginsberg biopic easily directed Letter's best feature film.
Then I have problems with how she directs feature films.
Well, I would say that might be true, but that doesn't mean. I mean, let's say.
Pay It Forward is one of my guilty pleasures. I'm not going along.
Pay It Forward. I love Pay It Forward. You're not alone.
Nope.
You're not alone. I love Pay It Forward. No, it's. I really feel like they didn't have her talk to any attorneys. So she has this idea in her mind because of the time period that these women were becoming like the pioneers and the, you know, the first in flight type women at these schools, that she has in her mind a particular personality type. And that's how she directed, Felicity to act.
Well, you know what happened, right? You want to know what happened, right?
Because
you have Sam Waterston in the film. So she didn't. She might not have talked to real lawyers or gone to real court, She did watch a lot of Law and Order.
And but so, she didn't talk to him. Because he didn't have not a single second chair who was this punk, this much of a punk.
Right. She didn't watch enough Law and Order. Before.
But I really feel like this movie did a very good job of crafting the male roles, and it bitched and bullshitted every single female role. So what you're telling me is she can direct men, but she can't direct other women?
It's very... Again, you know, what got me is when they did the scenes where Ruth was teaching the classes, and there is a class is mainly filled with women talking about, you know, sex, bias in the laws and things like that. If that had been where the film had focused on and then went into the court cases, that would have been way more interesting, because then you're centering the women. I just feel like, like you said, in this film, like, the women don't get enough shine, which is so ironic when you think about the name of the film is on the basis of sex and what it's about. It's like the women don't get the shine they should get. And it's just, I think that's why the film was so forgettable to me. It's just like, this is literally a film with a bunch of men surrounding Ruth Bader Ginsburg's character, and they're all getting more shine than she is, really. Like, she...
Yo, I'm looking at her films. And they're right. That article is actually right. Pay It Forward and Deep Impact both have lower than a 40% Rotten Tomatoes rating, and On the Basis of Sex is at 75% approval right now. I feel like there's a deeper message there of how problematic this shit is. For you to watch this film and be like, I think it's good. I think it's fine. It's a great representation of what it's telling us it is when it's not.
Everything about this movie works except for the dominant personality of the female characters are in it. And given that this movie is supposed to be built around those personalities, the movie fails.
He's literally leaning on the Supreme Court.
I don't care. It's watchable. The movie is watchable and it's enjoyable if you don't know anything about anybody and you're perfectly okay with not realizing that this movie is supposed to be about the damn lawyer. The female lawyer at that.
Yeah,
This isn't a biopic. Yeah, it's not even close to a biopic. It's not even inspired by. This movie is about that case.
Right.
This movie is about that case. But as somebody who studied that case and will bitch slap you with her law degree if you actually want to come for me over this, this movie is bad lawyering.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Terrible.
Like, literally, niggas is writing, and I'm saying dudes, like, dudes are being true niggas with these reviews. If you're looking for a cozy historical biopic this holiday season, then you won't go wrong with On the Basis of Sex, an enjoyable but safe story of truth, justice, and the American way. An old-fashioned crowd pleaser in the best possible sense, let's be honest.
Did they have their dick out when they wrote that?
An underdog fighting an injustice system, it'd be tough to find a more appropriate subject.
Are they jacking off as they write that?
I'm telling you they are. Like, On the Basis of Sex is dutiful classics illustrated film with the villains eating the spot, the goal distant, but obtainable, in an 11-hour speech that just might save the day. That just may save the day. Worth seeing not only as a tribute to the jurist named Notorious B.I.G., the fact that that's even in the review, I know this bullshit, but for the welcome context that it provides. As a drama, though, the film is just a bit too thin to warrant. Like, somebody kind of sees it, but most of these guys are like, it's a good tribute to her. And I'm like,
that's because the movie is about dudes. The whole story is, son of a god, y'all don't have enough alcohol.
Hold on, you're gonna love this one. And this one, this one says, there is hardly a false moment here.
There's hardly a true one either.
Nigga.
This is what happens when people think that it's part. Just get the fuck. Just sum up. Y'all got me fucked all the way up right now. I'm sorry. Look. No. Just fucking no. 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 The only thing this movie got right was exactly how subtle you had to be and how bad you had to be if you wanted to make it through law school. The simple fact that the part that was in the office with Sam Wonderson and Felicity talking about her needing to stay at school and whether or not they let her transfer but graduate from the, say she graduated from Harvard, and this motherfucker's like, there's no needful reason for that to happen. Those other cases that involved that, all that shit was interesting, but none of that was the focus of the movie. And just as soon as it started to dig in and get in that shit, they flipped over and it turned around. And I'm just, get the fuck out of it. Just get the fuck out of here. Just, yeah, it's some nice, palatable, non-salted, homemade chicken stock soup. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have read those. Why you read those to me? Because now I am so far in my damn feelings. I'm pissed. All
right. Out of 10, will we get this fucking film?
I give this 5 out of 10 notorious no bullshit BGs. Like, no.
I get it's got 5. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Not a good. It's not a good Ruth Bader Ginsburg film. It's a good film about a lawyer, Tris.
I don't even think it's that. I'm with you guys. I'm with a 5, but I don't even think it's that. It's so uninspiring. Like take Ruth Bader Ginsburg out of it. It's still such an uninspiring film because we've seen this film before. I mean, you brought up Legally Blind, but we've seen so many lawyer films like lawyer. This. I know. It's been a long day and I've been drinking.
That right? word is not your friend.
It is not my friend today. we've seen so many of these films before, and this film does not do it. Like the aha moment at the end, the oh yeah, this is where she nails it and she gets all the judges on her side at the end of the film. I didn't feel it. Like, it got there, and I'm just like, I kind of feel like...
They actually had to have the clock tick so it was audible, so you knew something was coming. That's how very not...
Like, it's just... It didn't feel like...
Marshall did this better.
I just don't feel like the
argument... Yeah, you're what? You're right. Marshall did do this way better.
Like the argument she made at the end that won the case could not have been easily shot down by the 3 men that were already shooting her down to begin
with. Well, I feel like, you know what it is? At that moment, it felt like they had given her another shot. Like, they were like, all right, you know what? She has been losing this so bad. Let's give her, let's put some more time on the clock and give her another shot. Like, it felt
and that's
like,
why I said this is bad lawyering. This is bad lawyering because you guys didn't even understand the importance of them letting her continue to speak. And that's, and every part of my entire, man, I'm so, okay, look, I used to win these competitions with my eyes closed. So I'm deeply offended at somebody who actually could do this for a living if they still wanted to. But for movie making and for a moment, there were moments that they could have given you to where this could have been really deeply engaging. And there are questions that were asked at that stage by the Lord, by the judge who was most likely to be on her side if she didn't fuck up. And they didn't have him ask those questions here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
that's what I'm saying. It's like, I've seen this before. I'm not a lawyer. I don't pretend to be a lawyer. I've watched a lot of Law and Order, though. And so I've seen... No, I'm serious. This is one of the few times where I've watched a lot of Law and Order fits the sentence because it's like, okay, you're doing this for entertainment value. So if you're going to do it for entertainment value, let's take the actual lawyer, being a lawyer out of it, and you're doing it for entertainment value, you didn't even do that well. I've seen enough Law and Order to know how you pull this shit off and how you do it so you can engage among the parties there, and they didn't do it. And it just falls flat. And then
everybody knows what happens when you have to go get that emergency appeal when Sam Wonderstone runs across the street to the other courthouse. We didn't get any of that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like you have the blueprint, and forget her going to see, you know, real courts. And I don't think she looked at fake courts and fake lawyers, and fake movies about lawyers and going in front of judges and things like that. It's just, I'm sorry, this movie just does not cut the mustard. It's just
I have watched enough Paternity Court to know that this is bullshit. So
going to hell for that one. I'm just
what are you saying?
That is
91 folks, 91 reviews, 91 reviews, and we've already scheduled another 3 for this weekend. So we'll be at 94. And hell, we also didn't talk about more. So we're going to be just under 100 reviews this year, it's been a wild ride. I'm hoping to go for 150 next year. We're going to try for that because we actually still have a lot of reviews of a lot of movies that were sent to us for this award season that we know are not up for award, but we want to see. So January might also be another busy month for Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. So if you like your movie reviews. We're really grateful to have Ro joining us, and it's made our review so much better.
I'm sorry I lost my shit, though.
No, you needed to. You know, we all had our moments. I lost my shit. I think Phenom lost his shit with Bumblebee. I lost my shit with Aquaman. This was
no, time. I was fine with Bumblebee. I lost my shit on Aquaman.
Okay, you lost your shit on Aquaman. You lost your shit on this. We all have those moments. It's bound to happen, and it's what makes the reviews better. So it needs to happen. So, folks, thank you guys very much for listening. Again, we will be back shortly with more reviews, and then 2019 will be here, and we'll have even more reviews there. And we're already planning our 2019 movie review, movie preview. So that'll be out a little bit later than normal, but we'll get that out first week of January. So just stay tuned. Make sure you check out TeePublic for all of our shirts. You go to teepublic.com/store/MTR-network. The stores are always on sale, so you can get 30% off. Just if it's not on sale when you click on it this time, wait a couple days, go back and check. It'll probably be on sale. They're always going on sale. You can get our shirts, other people's shirts. Just go to TeePublic. So again, folks, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, we're out of here. Peace.